Senator Ort is accused of creating a no-show job for his wife while he was mayor of North Tonawanda in Niagara County in order to pad his own salary. New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says Maziarz, who held the Senate seat before Ort for over two decades, concocted a scheme to secretly funnel money from his campaign funds to a former staffer. The staffer had to leave the Senate job due to sexual harassment charges. Ort says he'll fight the charges and is staying in the Senate for now, with the blessing of Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, who says he sticks by him.
I believe in our system of jurisprudence, and I have great faith in Rob Ort. He's a good friend, a good colleague. He's been an excellent committee chair.
The GOP has a fragile hold on the Senate leadership with only 31 members. 32 constitutes a majority in the chamber. They lead the Senate because one Democrat meets with the GOP and several other breakaway Democrats informally govern with the Republicans. The budget, which Senator Ort will apparently help to approve and is due next week, includes ethics changes proposed by Governor Cuomo. But the governor has signaled that at least some of them, including strengthening voter access, are on life support.
We're going to try like heck. It's not necessarily a budget discussion. You know, the budget is primarily about finances. If there's a policy matter that is related to the finances, then I try to include it because the budget is a good vehicle to reconcile as much as you can. Many of the democracy issues that you talk about, we're going to take up after the budget.
Susan Lerner with Common Cause says the voter access improvements actually do have fiscal implications and so belong in the budget.
For early voting, the county should get some support for setting up that system, at least the first cycle or two. And automatic voter registration, while it won't be very expensive, will need some funding to set up a new system and to help the agencies coordinate their information with the Board of Elections. So we think that it was wise of the governor in the first instance to start this discussion and place it in the budget, and we're quite surprised to have him back off now.
And Lerner says trying like heck really isn't good enough.
We're happy to see that the governor is behind, says that he's behind these reforms, but we need to see him actually fight for them.
The governor has maximum leverage to get his agenda passed in the state budget because he has powers to add policy language and tell the legislature to either accept his changes or the government will shut down. Legislative leaders already seem to be hedging on the chances of ethics reform being part of the budget. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan says lawmakers have already approved a number of ethics reforms in past years.
In the last 5 or 6 years, there's been very, very significant ethics reforms in the state of New York in ways that people don't even realize yet. And some of the laws that we previously passed have now, they're actually being implemented. We have more transparency and more disclosure for elected officials in the state of New York than any other state in the country.
Lerner, with Common Cause, disagrees that lawmakers have achieved significant changes to a system that's led to the indictment, conviction, and jailing of dozens of lawmakers over the past several years. Lerner says she's disheartened that yet another legislator, Senator Ort, has been accused of corruption, but she's relieved that state prosecutors under Attorney General Schneiderman are taking on the investigations now that the U.S. Attorney, Preet Bharara, who achieved prison terms for both former legislative leaders, has been fired by President Trump. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.